This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Oil prices are at their highest levels of the year, largely because of the growing crisis in Iraq. Joining us to talk about that part of the story from London is Guy Chazan, energy editor at the Financial Times. Guy, welcome.
Thanks.
Well, are these spikes in oil prices based on reality and what is actually happening, or is this just fear on the part of investors?
I think it's really just fear. Because so far, the violence is not actually affecting oil production per se. The thing about Iraq that you have to understand is that most of the oil production is concentrated in the south, in the area around Basra. This is a predominantly Shia area. It's nowhere near Baghdad. It's nowhere near the violence that you're seeing in Mosul and Tikrit. So it's largely insulated from the unrest that you're seeing in the north.
What about Kirkuk, though, which is a major oil city in the north, now under Kurdish control?
Well, Kirkuk is a very large oil field. It's been producing since the 1920s. It's not producing anywhere near as much as it used to, but it's still quite important in terms of Iraq's oil balance. It's in a sort of area which is disputed between Arabs, Turkmen, and Kurds. And it now looks like the Kurds have actually taken control over it, which means that in a way, it's actually, again, insulated from a lot of this violence, because I think it's very unlikely that the Islamic militants would actually take on the Kurds to challenge their control over Kirkuk, although anything could happen. I mean, events seem to be moving with such incredible speed at the moment.
And what about pipelines that run through Iraq? Are they being affected at all by what's happening?
Well, there's a major northern export pipeline that runs from Kirkuk to the Turkish Mediterranean port of Ceyhan. Now, that is one of the main export conduits for Iraqi oil, but actually it's been subject to militant attacks for a long time now. And since March, it's been effectively out of action. But it hasn't actually affected the situation too much, because what we're seeing at the moment is a very interesting phenomenon, which is that the Kurds who of Iraqi Kurdistan in the north, they have also very, very large resources, which they're now beginning to develop. And they've built their own independent pipeline to the Turkish border. And in recent months, they've actually been shipping their own oil through that new pipeline to Ceyhan on the Mediterranean coast.
Well, give us a sense of Iraq as an oil producer and how much it produces compared to other countries around the world.
Well, it's currently producing about 3.3 million barrels a day, which means it's about the sixth largest oil producer in the world. Obviously, you have the US and Russia and Saudi Arabia, which are at the top of the league. And Canada comes in there as well. China is actually a very large oil producer as well. But Iraq is there with 3.3 million barrels a day. Now, production has increased markedly in the last few years as the Western oil majors have moved in, making big investments to rehabilitate some of the large oil fields, particularly in the south. And as a result, you've seen this incredible spike in Iraqi oil production. And they actually have some very, very ambitious growth targets at the moment. They're looking at, I think, 4 million barrels a day by the end of this year. But it's unclear really how this instability and violence is going to affect all that. People are now beginning to say that Iraq's dream of becoming a really like a major oil producer that can almost like rival Saudi Arabia seem in question as a result of this violence. But it is still very much the second largest oil producer in OPEC.
Guy Chazan is energy editor at the Financial Times, speaking with us from London. Guy, thank you.
Thanks.
And if you're wondering what does this mean for gas prices, it usually takes some time for oil prices to trickle down to gas prices. But right now, the current average nationwide, $3.65 a gallon, it's about the same as it was a year ago. This is Here and Now.